Here after the state championship win. First of all, I know you got an opposing coach here in the media room. Some of their players, Springville, heck of a team, and congrats to them on a great year.
They were the hottest team coming in, and they shoot the ball so well coached and fundamentally sound. They spread us out and played phenomenal defense. I think we turned the ball over 20 times, and that just speaks volumes for what they do in their program. And to have so many young girls step up, and they look like seasoned veterans out there. So they've got a heck of a program, and Coach does a fantastic job over there at Springville.
Well, at the same time, you forced 22 turnovers.
We did. Our kids, we couldn't play back-to-back tonight. They're tired. They're exhausted, emotionally drained from, all that effort they put on the floor. They put it. That was two teams that just put absolutely everything on the floor tonight. It's just unbelievable to watch it unfold.
You know, there's one statistic that jumps out in the box score, and that's rebounding. You had a huge edge on the glass, especially offensive boards.
Yeah, the kids really bought into what we wanted to do. And earlier in the year, we were not a very good rebounding team. But as the year progressed, maybe we had a better idea of where the rebounds were going. I don't know. But especially down the tournament trail in the state tournament, our kids rebounded the ball very well and attacked the boards. I mean, Erin Gerke was getting double-doubles. I don't know how she did tonight. But when you have a guard that's getting that many rebounds, you know that someone's really getting after it.
She had a game-high 17 points tonight. Coach, final minute, crazy. Jordan Wilkins' only shot of the game put you up 43-42. She then made a steal seconds later. But then Springville has a freshman go to the line, make one of two, tying it at 43. You get the ball, 10.2 left. Take us to the timeout.
What we wanted to do is we call it a fist. It's an overload against the zone. And what you do there is they're supposed to kind of read a gap, and then depending on how they shift, someone eventually opens up. And they applied some soft pressure out, and then there was a little bit of a lane in the middle, and made a great pass to Haley Feline, and she knocked down the shot at the end. So it worked out, a little bit of an overload there in that situation. And we didn't know if they were going to pressure out, if they were going to stay in. So we kind of had it designed to play that would work for both. So girls executed, and it wasn't exactly how it was drawn, but it was how they read it. And we preach a lot about how you read things. So they read it and made it happen.
Maddie Morenz delivered the game-winning pass. Feline, the game-winning shot for the 1A state championship. Coach, you graduate 4 or 5 starters from last year's team. Come back this year, and you win a state title with so many new faces and new roles, expanded roles. Talk about the maturity of this team.
All I can say is hats off to them. They put the time in. They bought into. We did change our system a little bit. It looked a lot different defensively than it did a year ago. They were going up against those same kids in practice night in and night out, so that helped toughen them up. And our schedule, I can't speak enough of the Twin Lakes Conference and then the non-conference teams that Coach Wilkin scheduled us for. We've been against a lot of tough teams with a lot of very good ball players, and so we were in a lot of tight ball games throughout the year, and that those experiences paid off tonight, because when the pressure goes through the roof like it was tonight, to have the fortitude to make a play is big.
45-43 state champion Newell Fonda Mustangs. Coach Dick Jungers, go enjoy.
Thanks a lot, Chris. It's a heck of a ride.